Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
An opportunity for Luka Doncic and the Mavericks to take the lead and now win the game. Double team, Dinwiddie, buzzer beater! Spencer Dinwiddie has done it again! This dude has got a hold with the Dallas Mavericks!
Hey, this is Spencer Dinwiddie, and you're listening to the Mavs Step Back Podcast.
Everybody, welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. This is technically another extension of Morning Coffee with Mavs Step Back, but it's a little bit later than usual because it's the weekend. It's Saturday, so it doesn't really feel, you know, the same as as what I do during the week. But anyway, we're here. We've got a big game tonight between the Mavs and the Utah Jazz. Unfortunately, Luka is going to be out for this one. Christian Wood and Maxi Kleba are also out with their injuries. So the Mavs are going to be extremely shorthanded yet again. But hopefully, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie and the rest of the guys can put together a similar effort that they did when they defeated the Phoenix Suns on Thursday night in Phoenix. Spencer Dinwiddie coming off a 36.9 assists, 6 rebound performance. His best of the season so far. And he was 5 points away from tying a career high. So here's to hoping that Spencer Dinwiddie can repeat what he did in Phoenix. So the ball's going to be in his hands. I have a feeling that we're going to eventually see a little bit more Jaden Hardy in this one. Now that I've said it out loud, Jason Kidd will probably listen to this and not play him at all. So if that happens, I'm sorry that I jinxed it for everybody. But I'd like to see the youngster, you know, have a good opportunity, especially with Luka out. Why not? Why not give the guy that led the G League in scoring when he was down there, why not give him an opportunity you know, to just go out there and learn? I mean, the chances are, I mean, the Mavs are 8-point underdogs, almost 8-point underdogs to the Jazz tonight anyway. I mean, why not put the rookie out there and just see what happens? Your chances of winning aren't very good without Luka, and that's just a statistical thing. That's not me being a hater, and just, you know, I'm not having faith in the Mavs. It's just fact, you know. It's by the numbers, it's going to be very hard for the Mavs to beat the Jazz without Luka. So put the young guys in there, let them learn a little bit, even if they don't do well. It's a learning experience. You got to have real NBA minutes to develop and get to where you need to be. But very excited about Jaden Hardy. I'm also very excited about Josh Green and his development. He missed about 20 games due to an elbow sprain, but he's come back and hasn't skipped a beat. His shooting percentages are just, you know, insane if you're comparing them to where he started at as a rookie under Rick Carlisle. It's been great to see him develop under Jason Kidd and his coaching staff. So just a little bit about Green, because it feels like I haven't really talked about him a lot this year. But his rookie year, he only played in 39 games. He averaged just 2.6 points a game and shot 45% from the field, 16% from three. very limited opportunity for the former number 18 overall pick for the Mavs in 2020. And then his second season, last year, he played nearly double the amount of games in Jason Kidd's first year, 67 games. His minutes, four more minutes a game. He upped it to 4.8 points per game. And then here's where the percentages started going up. He went from 45% shooting to 51% shooting overall. He went from 16% shooting on threes to 36%. And now, this season, in 30 games played, he's averaging nearly 8 points a game. So he's almost doubled his production there again. And his shooting percentages have skyrocketed yet again. 57% from the field, up from 51, and then from 36% from three to 45.5. So Josh Green, he has had gradual improvement every single year, and he keeps getting better, and he's still really young. He's just 22 years old. So the Mavs have something there. I'm really excited about Josh Green going forward, assuming he sticks around and isn't part of any kind of, big trades that we don't see coming. But I'm glad that he's finally, working out for the Mavs, because people were very upset, that the Mavs passed on Tyrese Maxey and Desmond Bane and, a handful of guys that have had a faster start to their careers. And those guys still, are probably better players overall right now than Green is, but Green was so young, and he's still so young. I think, you have to give certain guys a handful of years to see exactly what they can be, and I think we're just kind of, scratching the surface of what Green could potentially be going forward. So really excited about that. Anyway, I didn't plan to get off on a Josh Green tangent there, but sometimes it just happens. Okay, so just a brief recap. I wanted to go over what happened in the NBA on Friday night before we get into some other Mavs stuff, with them playing the Jazz. Okay, so the Milwaukee Bucks, they beat the Indiana Pacers on Friday night, 141-131, continuing a trend of, every night there's at least a couple games that have outrageous point totals. In regulation, these games aren't going into overtime. there's just an insane amount of points being scored. So the Mavs defense has really stunk lately, aside from the last game in Phoenix. But, it seems to be a league-wide thing. It's not just a Mavs problem. The Timberwolves, they defeated the Memphis Grizzlies 111-100. It's not fun, but there is an interesting thing I saw about the Grizzlies, and this hasn't been proven yet, so I don't want it to, I don't want y'all to say that I said this is for sure happening, but it was really interesting. There was a post on Reddit from a user, and it's going viral right now. It's got 20K upvotes in just a few hours. It's taken off. And supposedly, one Reddit user said he has discovered that the Grizzlies' home scorekeeper is potentially, the word Dr. Guru on Twitter used was embellishing Jaren Jackson Jr.'s blocks and steal stats. Man, that could be a crazy scandal if that turns out to be true. That's pretty insane. The Grizzlies, they've already started to kind of become a team that people don't really like because they're so confident and forthcoming with what's the word? It's not really the confidence, it's the cockiness, because they really haven't won anything, but they act as if they have, and I think that's what a lot of people don't like about them. I personally like Ja Morant. I kind of like the makeup of their team overall, but I do see how they could rub people the wrong way, with how they act, especially since they haven't won anything. It's kind of like the same same concept is why, you know, a lot of people don't like the Phoenix Suns. You know, it's kind of that same situation there. So, okay, the Miami Heat beat the Orlando Magic 110-105. The Oklahoma City Thunder defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers 112-100. And then the Golden State Warriors beat the Toronto Raptors 129-117. So that's everything that went on around the league on Friday night. And then obviously tonight we've got Mavs and Jazz. That'll be an 8 p.m. Central Time start at Vivint Arena. And like I said, the Jazz, they're 7.5 favorites in that one. So it'll be interesting. It's already hard. It's really tough to play in Utah, even if Luka was healthy with this roster, because you know this roster already has limitations, even if fully healthy. So playing in Utah without your top two scorers and your arguably your best post defender in Maxey, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough, but we'll see. We'll see. Thursday night in Phoenix is a prime example of why we watch all these games no matter what the circumstances, because you just never know what's going to happen around the NBA. Other games, it's a jam-packed action night for the NBA, but we get started early at 2 p.m. on ABC. The Denver Nuggets are playing the Philadelphia 76ers, Joel Embiid versus Nikola Jokic. It's gonna be a fun one. I'm gonna tune into that one. 4:30 on ABC. We've got the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. That'll be a really fun one as well. Then 6 p.m. we got the Houston Rockets and the Detroit Pistons. And then also in that 6 p.m. range, you got the Bulls and the Magic. And then the Clippers are playing the Hawks. So I'm not interested in those 6 p.m. games, the Rockets versus Pistons or the Bulls and Magic, but that 6:30 Clippers-Hawks game, you know, that'll be a fun one to tune into, you know, before the Mavs get things going later tonight. And then another one, it might be interesting, which, well, I actually think the Kings probably run away with this one, but the Sacramento Kings are playing the Minnesota Timberwolves at 7 p.m. tonight as well.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And honestly, that's one of those games where you don't know what would be better for the Mavs because, you know, the Timberwolves are kind of on the Mavs' tail. They're only a half game behind the Mavs, and they have a 26-25 record. So if they lose, it kind of takes some pressure off of the Mavs in the West standings. But then you look at the Kings, they're 27-20. So, you know, the Mavs are only 2.5 games behind the third place Kings in the West. So it's like, do you want the Kings to lose? And, you know, it gets you closer to climbing up those standings in a, you know, in the top three range, or, you know, do you want to keep the teams behind you off your tail a little bit more? So, that's something to keep in mind, with these games tonight. And then, we got the Washington Wizards versus the New Orleans Pelicans at Smoothie King Center, my favorite place because I only live about an hour and a half away from there. Love going to Mavs-Pels games when they play in this area. Phoenix Suns play the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs have been mega tanking lately, so it wouldn't shock me if the Suns end up winning in a blowout, especially coming off that disappointing loss they had to the shorthanded Mavs 2 days ago. But hey, who knows? The Suns, they've been really weird this year, so I guess anything's possible. 7:30 on ABC. It's the final game on ABC today. The Lakers and the Celtics. That could be fun. The Celtics are 8.5 favorites right now, but you know the Lakers they've been playing better, a little bit better lately, and Anthony Davis is back, so we'll see. We'll see how that one goes. And then obviously I've already mentioned Mavs Jazz, and then the night finishes off at 9 p.m. when the Toronto Raptors play the Portland Trail Blazers. So that's everything that is happening on this beautiful Saturday, really nice weather, at least where I'm at, and, you know, hopefully the Mavs can come out and get a win. If they don't, you know, it's not like I'm not going to panic because I really don't expect them to win this game, but, you know, I didn't expect them to win the last game either, and they did. So maybe they can string some things together and push one out. So, one thing I liked about that last game is how they pulled together defensively and played on a string. Spencer Dinwiddie has not been good defensively for the majority of this season, honestly. He's had a good offensive season, but his defense has not been good at all. So the fact that they were able to hold the Phoenix Suns to 95 points with Dinwiddie playing 40 minutes was pretty cool. I mean, that was nice to see, and it gives you some hope that, you know, things can change going forward. You guys be sure to go to DallasBasketball.com. If there is anything trade rumor related, like if there is just if a blade of grass blows, we're going to cover it at DallasBasketball.com. We have a NBA trade rumor tracker set up over there, and we're also doing just like individual pieces. For example, my guy Michael Mulford, who joined our team at the end of last year, he just wrote a piece. The title is Third Time's a Charm: Why Mavs Should Trade for Net Seth Curry. It's basically an extension of Kevin O'Connor for the Ringer. He mentioned that the Nets are potentially, you know, they could potentially trade a handful of players on their roster, and Seth Curry is one of those players. And so Mulf, he went in there and gave two different trade options that would, three-team trades that could net the Mavs Seth Curry for his third stint in Dallas. I like it. I won't spoil the actual trade ideas that he proposed there, because I want you guys to go read it if you're interested. But I would very much welcome a third stint for Seth Curry in Dallas. You know, they need the playmaking. The shooting definitely doesn't hurt. I believe he's like the third or fourth highest three-point shooter in the league right now, percentage-wise. So It'd be nice to have Seth back in Dallas. Given what they traded him for the first time, it was kind of a head scratcher because Josh Richardson was a bust in Dallas, and then that other pick they got that turned into Tyler Bay, he's no longer on the team either. So I would very much welcome Seth Curry back to Dallas. And look, we're under 2 weeks until the trade deadline now, so things are going to start picking up. We've heard stuff about the Mavs being linked to, Cam Reddish with the Knicks, Fred Van Fleet with the Toronto Raptors, Kevin O'Connor on his podcast with Chris Vernon the other day, and I'm in a group chat on Twitter that, they were kind of talking about this. They were talking about OG Anunoby, and even though KOC wasn't reporting this, he kept mentioning Dallas, as a potential trade option, a team that would want OG Anunoby and could use him a lot. And he mentioned Dallas multiple times, and everybody's just like, well, huh. Like, why is he mentioning Dallas so much? Does he know something? He's just not reporting it yet. Now, me personally, I think Anunoby is a little rich for the Mavs' blood, given their lack of picks that they can throw at Toronto right now. But I guess anything can happen. So that might be something that, the Mavs could potentially work out. And it would be great if they could, because Anunoby is one of the best defenders in the league. And he's got some good offensive game as well. He'd fit like a glove next to Luka Doncic. So, we got the Chicago Bulls situation that we keep looking at. They have, really underperformed this year. They're sitting outside the play-in range altogether with a 22-26 record. They've lost two in a row. I don't know, man. It just feels like it's time for the Bulls to blow things up. And I think they will. Whether it's Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, other guys on the roster. I think they're going to be the anti-Washington Wizards. The Wizards, they're tied with the Bulls right now with a 22-26 record. But you have Tommy Shepard, the the Wizards GM, coming out and saying that he believes that his big three in this team is better than what they've shown in years past. And he said that for like a bazillion years now. So, unlike the Wizards, who refuse to blow things up ever, I think the Chicago Bulls are about to blow it up, because they're just not going in the right direction. They were considered a title contender at one point last year, and that is completely gone. Like, there's no shot of that now, it feels like. So, lots of different things to keep an eye on, with the Mavs, particularly with Christian Wood. He's still out with a thumb fracture for at least one more week. They could just be holding. I mean, I'm not conspiring here, but, if there is a chance that he's going to be traded, and, if they're not going to work out a contract extension, it doesn't make sense to rush him back from an injury like this, to where he's injured heading up to the trade deadline and nobody wants to trade for him. So even if he could play right now, it's probably best to be cautious, just in case. Just in case he ends up being part of a trade or something. I hope it doesn't happen. Ideally, I would like the Mavs and Christian Wood to work out an extension, because he fits so well with Luka. I don't know that he is. I mean, he's obviously not the second star, so to speak, but he is a really good player, and he's a really good fit next to Luka, and I hope they keep him, because I don't think the Mavs are a title contender with Seawood as your second best player. But hey, if he's your third or fourth best player, you got something going there. You're cooking then. So, in the offseason, the Mavs will have more of an ability to get a guy who can be the second star next to Luka, or a co-star even. So, I really hope they work it out. If not, I hope they do get something back of value on the trade market so it doesn't turn into another Jalen Brunson situation where he leaves for nothing. That's the nightmare scenario. The Mavs can't afford, especially since they used a first-round pick, to get Wood. I know they say, oh, well, you know, we got Jaden Hardy in the second round. We traded back in the second round, and we had him, you know, ranked 19th on our board, so it's kind of like we still had our first round. I get that, but, you know, you still traded a first-round pick for Christian Wood. You could have kept that first-round pick and still traded into the second round to get Jaden Hardy if you wanted to. So that's the thing. You trade a first-round pick for Wood, you need to try to make it work out, and if they can't, they're going to have to trade him and, you know, get some sort of value back to where you're not losing him for nothing, because it really hurt Dallas losing Jalen Brunson for nothing. You know, not just losing him. I mean, that hurts too, but not getting anything back in return is just abysmal. Like, it's just, I don't know, man. Every time I watch Jalen Brunson play these days, I just get really, really sad. So I try not to think about it too much. But guys, look, I appreciate y'all coming in here and listening to me ramble today. My guy, Drew Johnson, he's going to be back with me next week. He's been busy because obviously he's a coach. It's in the middle of the season for his team, so he's been busy doing that stuff. He'll be back with me next week. I'm also going to try to sprinkle in, you know, some of our other DallasBasketball.com guys joining me. Grant Afseth, who all of you love, he's, you know, really blown up on Mavs Twitter this year and done an incredible amount of work. You know, he's really versatile. I know you guys already know this probably, but he's had a lot of exclusives this year, and there's probably more coming after the All-Star break. And then, you know, just general game analysis stuff and even the trade stuff. I mean, he can kind of do a little bit of everything. And then my guy, Michael Mulford, who I mentioned earlier, I'm going to try and get him on here as well. Guys, I appreciate it. Be sure to like, rate, and subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify for a chance to win future giveaways. If you do that, if you leave a review, you will automatically be entered for a chance to win our future t-shirt or ticket giveaways. And then we have a giveaway going for a Luka Doncic City Edition jersey. It's the cool ones they got this year, the kind of retro, the Metroplex jerseys. So be sure to go look at that. I have it pinned on the Step Back account at Step Back Mavs on Twitter. Go check that out and do what's necessary to enter yourself for a chance to win that really cool free jersey. And then also go to my Twitter page at Dalton_Trigg and look at my pinned tweet there. We're doing watch parties for every single game for the rest of the season. That's, you know, regular season, postseason, whatever. All you got to do is sign up. It's free. You can just watch if you want to, or you can join the live chat. And it's got this thing where if we want to open the stage and we want to talk during the game, you know, like we're the commentators, we can do so. A little bubble pops up, and it's really cool. I mean, if y'all haven't tried playback yet, y'all really need to. I mean, it's completely free, so it's not costing y'all anything to try it. But I really think y'all would like it if you do try it. So go check that out on my pinned tweet on my profile. Guys, appreciate it. Y'all have a great rest of your Saturday. Stay safe out there. We'll see you next time.